Hey there, and welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
Today, we're digging into some source material called Beyond School Safety, Law Enforcement Updates.
That's right. You know, everyone's rightly focused on the big school safety stuff, HB3, all that.
Staffing, facilities, mental health. Yeah, it's huge.
Exactly. But this material, it looks at, well, everything else. The other legislative updates happening kind of under the radar.
And that's so important, isn't it? Because laws change every session in ways that affect daily duties, even if they don't grab headlines.
Precisely. So think of this as a quick briefing for you, getting you up to speed on those other updates across different codes that officers really need to know about.
Okay. So our mission here is basically to pull out the key takeaways from this source on those, let's say, less obvious changes.
That's the plan.
All right, let's jump in. Looking through this, it seems to touch on a few different codes. First up, the health and safety code. What did the source highlight there?
Well, it notes there weren't like massive foundational changes to things like, say, emergency detentions.
Okay. But there were amendments, small tweaks, you know, things related to substance abuse interventions maybe, or specific mental health commitment procedures.
Ah, so subtle changes that could still mean local agencies need to update their own policies.
Exactly that. Your agency might have new internal protocols you need to follow during those sensitive calls, even if the core law hasn't been totally rewritten.
Right. So the underlying law is one thing, but how you actually handle it on the street, that often comes down to agency policy, especially with these minor legal shifts.
Couldn't have said it better. Knowing the law is step one. Executing it based on your specific agency guidelines is step two.
Makes sense. Okay, moving on. The source also mentions the alcoholic beverage code. What kinds of updates pop up there?
You know, periodically we see adjustments there. Could be things like hours of sale, maybe tweaks to licensing rules, or even just definitions changing slightly.
So probably not creating brand new major crimes officers are arresting for constantly. Generally, no. But think about it, a change in when a bar can legally sell alcohol. That could definitely impact the types of calls you get or when you get them, disturbances, things like that.
Okay. Small changes, but they can ripple out into calls for service.
Got it.
Yeah.
What about the government code and local government code? Those sound, well, more administrative.
They often are, yeah. The source points to changes related to civil service rules, maybe pensions, municipal authority stuff.
So not directly impacting how you handle a traffic stop, maybe?
Probably not directly, no. But they can affect an officer's rights, you know, disciplinary procedures, how the department itself runs internally. Mm-hmm. So important background knowledge, even if it's not street level law per se.
Right. Affects the system you work within. And education code. Anything beyond the big HB3 mandates?
The material suggests there were other bills touching on education. So if you're an SRO, for example, while HB3 is obviously huge.
Yeah, paramount. There might be smaller updates on, say, truancy rules or specific student conduct things or maybe program interactions that are part of your duties in that school setting.
That tracks. Specialized roles need that specialized up-to-date info. And speaking of specialized, the source specifically calls out officers in specialized units like border security.
Yes, and it really emphasizes this point. If you're in one of those units, you absolutely need thorough, specific briefings from your agency.
Why is this so critical?
Because legislative sessions often create bills with very specific authorities or new offenses that only apply within those specialized contexts. Border operations, tactical teams, whatever it is, you need to know exactly what new tools or rules apply just to your unit.
Okay, dedicated training is non-negotiable there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pivot slightly. Interactions with DFPS, the Department of Family and Protective Services, the source highlights two bills, HB 63 and HB 730. Why are these important for law enforcement to know about?
Yeah, this is a good example of how procedures in one agency, DFPS in this case, require awareness from law enforcement when you're working together. Okay.
So HB 63, for instance, it mandates that someone making a report of abuse or neglect to DFPS has to give their identity to DFPS.
Ah, okay. But the material points out, crucially, that if the report comes directly to law enforcement, you can still take that report anonymously, right?
That's the key distinction for an officer, yes. Keep that separate.
Got it. And HB 730.
Okay, HB 730. This one requires DFPS investigators, when they first interview an alleged victim or subject, they have to provide a written summary, basically outlining their rights and the allegations against them.
So DFPS handles providing that summary. But why does law enforcement need to know about it?
Well, imagine you're present during that initial interview, or maybe you talk to the subject later on, and they mention getting this piece of paper. You need to understand what it is, why they got it, and that it's a new required step for DFPS. It adds context.
Right. So it's about understanding the process the other agency is following, especially in cases you might both be involved in. It could affect how people act or what info they have. Precisely. Knowing these interagency procedural changes just helps you navigate those often complex situations a bit more smoothly.
Okay. So wrapping up this deep dive then, we've covered quite a bit beyond the major school safety laws, updates touching health and safety, alcoholic beverage code, government code, education code.
And those DFPS interaction changes too, like with HB 63 and HB 730, it shows how widespread these smaller legislative tweaks can be.
It really does. And it underscores what you said earlier about the importance of agency protocols and specialized briefings for specific roles.
Absolutely critical. You have to stay current.
Yeah, because keeping track of all these nuances, even the seemingly minor procedural ones, it's just fundamental to the job. Which kind of leads to a final thought for you listening. Considering how many different areas of law can shift in subtle ways and, you know, impact your day-to-day, how do we make sure we're not just sort of passively following the new procedures, but actually understanding the why behind them as these laws evolve?
That's a really important question. Moving beyond just procedure to true understanding.
Something to think about as you encounter these situations out there.
Definitely food for thought.
Indeed. Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.